Westminster Memorials, an introduction. Westminster Abbey has seen much during its long, rich history, including the coronation of kings and queens and the burials of prime ministers. However, it is also a church that remembers the men and women of the arts. Dedicated writers and poets who spoke so eloquently that the nation wished to remember them with plaques upon its walls so that all who travelled here could remember too. Their works are worth remembering, and here in these volumes, their wise words speak to and for us all.
Longing by Matthew Arnold. Come to me in my dreams, and then by day I shall be well again. For then the night will more than pay the hopeless longing of the day. Come as thou cam'st a thousand times, a messenger from the radiant climes, and smile on thy new world, and be as kind to others as to me. Or as thou never cam'st, in sooth, come now and let me dream it truth, and part my hair, and kiss my brow, and say, my love, why sufferest thou? Come to me in my dreams, and then by day I shall be well again, for then the night will more than pay the hopeless longing of the day.
Change Upon Change by Elizabeth Barrett Browning. 5 months ago the stream did flow, the lilies bloomed within the sedge, and we were lingering to and fro where none will track thee in this snow. Along the stream beside the hedge, ah, sweet, be free to love and go. For if I do not hear thy foot, the frozen river is as mute, the flowers have dried down to the root. And why, since these be changed since May, shouldst thou change less than they? And slow, slow as the winter snow, the tears have drifted to mine eyes, and my poor cheeks, 5 months ago, set blushing at thy praises so, put paleness on for a disguise. Ah, sweet, be free to praise and go, for if my face is turned too pale, it was thine oath that first did fail. It was thy love proved false and frail. And why, since these be changed anew, should I change less than thou?
When We Two Parted by Lord Byron. When we two parted in silence and tears, half broken-hearted to sever for years, pale grew thy cheek and cold, colder thy kiss. Truly that hour foretold sorrow to this. The dew of the morning sunk chill on my brow. It felt like the warning of what I feel now. Thy vows are all broken, and light is thy fame. I hear thy name spoken, and share in its shame. They name thee before me, a knell to mine ear. A shudder comes o'er me. Why wert thou so dear? They know not I knew thee, who knew thee too well. Long, long shall I rue thee, too deeply to tell. In secret we met, in silence I grieve, that thy heart could forget, thy spirit deceive. If I should meet thee after long years, how should I greet thee? With silence and tears.